We're here with Peter Menino, the goalie for the Jets, and just wanted to start off by talking about what are your initial thoughts about training camp?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I think most importantly, the fan support's been unbelievable. You know, just a new team, new organization. We want to come out here, prove ourselves, and you know, have a good time, enjoy it, and give back to the organization what they've given to us so far.
And have you ever experienced this sort of fan reaction ever before in your career?
No, at this type of level, it's different. I mean, that first practice here at the Iceplex was amazing. I kind of feel like the excitement just in a practice like that alone was pretty special. So it was a memorable experience right there, just jumping on the ice for practice, and you feed off it when you play. So it's motivation. So
you won in 2005. You won the Frozen Four, which is obviously, as an American, is something that's very important in college hockey. How does that emotion compare to like just the idea of coming to a new city and like playing on a team like this?
Well, I mean, every year is different. This is definitely a move for me, moving to a different country, being a part of that. And it's exciting. Everything new, a change like that kind of heightens the mood for each thing. Each day, everything's different. And so far, it's been great. Everything's top-notch here. Organization's been unbelievable. You know, you have your memories from the past, and you just kind of build off of those and use those in your in the future, in the present.
So you're a Michigan guy. Why did you choose University of Denver over Michigan State or University of Michigan?
Just timing, you know, really wasn't looked at by those schools at the time. They had their guys. You know, I was sprouting at different times, and you know, thankfully, fortunately, I'm so happy I got the chance to play at Denver. It was an honor and thrill. We did some great things there, and I still have a lot of roots there. So,
quick question about your helmet. The fans always seem to want to know about goaltenders' helmets and all the artwork that goes into it. Can you tell us a little bit about the how you designed that helmet, how much of an impact you had on that helmet, and what maybe some of the things you have symbolized?
Well, I really like a white background. I think it kind of pops the paint job, so that's kind of the base to it all. There's a white background. I had that my freshman year in college and thought it worked out really well, where the fans can kind of see it from different depth. You know, if they're high up or far up or up close, it's a little different. So with that, I put some logos on there on each side. You know, the new Jets logo is pretty sweet, so I wanted to get that going so the fans can enjoy that. And then from there, there's some kind of lines that are kind of influenced through my pad design with the Jets colors. And then on top, there's a little guy that I actually incorporate on all my helmets. It's an old logo back from school, and I always incorporate him in something new. So this year he turned into a little, he's in a bomber jet with an old leather helmet on and everything like that. So I think it turned out really cool. And importantly, on the back, I got a lot of symbolic stuff. Family went through a lot of tough stuff this summer. Couple cousins battling and with disease and stuff like that, so it's a reminder of, you know, who you play for and who you're thankful every day. And with that, I think there's you know, a nickname on the chin, Italian American flag on the back, couple good luck numbers. It's just fun to put it together, and my painter did a great job.